Loneliness is now recognised as an epidemic, with rates increasing worldwide and here in Australia. But one initiative aiming to combat social isolation is Chatty Cafe, a strategy spanning four main nations in a collective mission to build social and community connection, first emerging in the UK almost a decade ago. The scheme is crafted around have a chat or chatter and natter tables in community venues, designed as relaxed spaces where anyone can initiate a conversation with strangers. Ahead of Loneliness Awareness Week, The Wire spoke with Glenys Reid, founder and CEO of Chatty Cafe Australia, who brought the initiative here in 2020. She's one in three Australians with lived experience of loneliness.
It's a visceral feeling physically. It's a visceral, awful, awful, despairing feeling. Professional employment circumstance changed quite suddenly, unexpectedly. You know, going to work is a very social event and opportunities to have coffee with friends. Suddenly that wasn't available. I kept myself mental health-wise as stable as I could going through this unexpected experience. I've got a fantastic gym group that meets on the beach. I would go to my local coffee shop. There was a barista there who was very politically incorrect but incredibly funny, and he was always a good laugh. I noticed there was quite a few people in the coffee shop, people sitting by themselves. I noticed they sort of had social engagement props in front of them, commuters and books, but they were watching the people in the cafe, or they would talk to the staff. I'm a bit extroverted and would reach out to some of these people, and next thing you know, we're chatting 25 minutes later.
Ms. Reid said it was her first-hand experience of social isolation that became the push behind Australia's rollout.
I went home and I did some research on loneliness and was absolutely staggered to discover that one in three people across Australia is lonely. And I thought, no, got to do something about this. So that's when I contacted the UK. And here we are.
The Chatty Cafe initiative first emerged from UK founder Alex Hopkins.
Alex was a social worker on maternity leave. The baby was having a very bad day and Alex was a bit frustrated and went into a cafe herself. There was a carer working with a person with disability and there was an older lady sitting by herself in the cafe. And Alex just thought, imagine if we just all sat together, we'd probably feel a lot better. Alex then went around to other local areas in the UK, in her town. And next thing you know, Chatty Cafe was launched. The USA has now started it up, just got launched in New Zealand maybe a month ago.
You mentioned those horrifying statistics that it is unfortunately such a common experience, especially I imagine in this digital age and modern era, there's such a disconnect. So why is social connection so important to you, and why do we need to keep that community connection alive as well?
The mental health and physical health impacts on people are really significant in terms of anxiety, depression, of course, unfortunately, suicidal thoughts, just generally a lack of self-esteem, a lack of confidence that the lonely experience. There's evidence and research, and on our site we've got a research page, just in terms of the physical impacts, loss of appetite, the stress causing cardiac problems, early onset dementia by not engaging with other humans face-to-face. But there's a new concept which I've referred to already about social health, and Chatty Cafe fits brilliantly under that because it's a combination of physical, mental and social chatty, and the impact of it on people.
Amid harrowing statistics, Ms. Reid says the community response in Australia has been strong, with many finding a turning point in conversation.
Venues that sign up, which might be cafes, hotels, clubs, wine bars, art galleries, that venue will have a table talker that any customer can pick up when they're at the venue and put it on the table that they're enjoying their beverage or meal at. And it basically says, I'm happy to chat to any other customer that wants to have a chat with me at the moment. We've got marvellous anecdotes from people of the difference that it's made just going to a chatty event. We've got people who've been grieving the loss of a partner or loss of a job, in my experience, just mental health issues, people with disabilities are isolated, people coming out of traffic accidents who've been isolated while they've been rehabilitating, migrants, people who are uncomfortable with English and come to Chatty to practice their English at the most extreme level. And we're aware that we have stopped people from suiciding, you know. So at that extreme level, we're aware that we've had been told that. When Chatty events are on, people can stay for as long as little as they want at less tragic outcomes. People that have just got out of the house for the first time and taken a walk to get to the community centre or to go to the cafe and feel welcomed and have a sense of belonging, create friendships. We've got lots of people that create a friendship there and then go on and do other things, go to the movies or go out to dinner or find out they both have a dog and go for dog walks. They're the sorts of marvelous outcomes. And potentially, if you're dog walking more or biking somewhere together, that's improving your physical health, their sense of self-esteem, their confidence.
The organisation spans over 240 venues and includes at least 80 volunteers.
We could grow significantly, but we just don't have capacity in terms of resources. We are particularly keen to embrace what I'm referring to as the 7 out of 10 people across Australia that know we have a loneliness problem. I would like them to step up in terms of social responsibility and caring for the well-being of our community and become chatty champions. And encourage their local cafe to join the program and become a chatty champion venue.
And in terms of this experience offering a platform for socially connecting and also potentially developing or reducing social barriers and developing some confidence, how have you seen this help people beyond the chatty cafe experience and offer improvement further into their life?
I mean, it's providing the spearhead for connection for all range of things, whether it be improved engagement with their own community, reaching out to a neighbor, families and friends, new friendships economically, maybe beginning to engage more socially and therefore providing economic opportunities for other businesses.
Research by National Peak Body, Ending Loneliness Together, estimates that loneliness costs the economy up to $2.7 billion each year. Ms. Reeds also points to the flow-on benefits of loneliness reduction.
There are savings associated from a health perspective for federal, state, and local governments if people can be steered away from becoming lonely and the impacts of that for government by reducing mental health issues. Because, as you'd be aware, the mental health situation in Australia and availability of professionals and people being able to get in to see qualified people is very difficult. The mental health concerns, particularly even recently with the war in Iran, the anxiety level being raised amongst individuals and families and the general community has been documented as being significant. When those sorts of events happen and people are uncertain, they begin having potentially more severe mental health outcomes. Chatty is a prevention environment, and I would just love if the federal government would invest more in prevention. It's important that they do invest in people when they're at extreme levels of despair and desperate, but let's invest in prevention. Let's get to people before they get desperate. That's my thought.
What would you say to people that are experiencing loneliness or feeling disconnected?
If you're lucky enough to have a chatty table venue in your area, if you go on our website, chattycafeaustralia.org.au, there's a tab for Find a Chatty Table. You can see on a map, there's a little icon for everyone that we've got signed up. You can search by postcode or state, call them up and sort of check they're having the event and go along and connect. And hopefully, consistent with our values and our mission, somebody will volunteer or someone in the group will welcome you in and start engaging with you.
And as a person that has a lived experience of feeling socially isolated and also rolling out this significant arm of the strategy in Australia, what do you want to see for the future of social and community connection?
I want the federal government and philanthropists and foundations to invest in prevention. For the 6 years I have run this on the smell of an oily rag, we've had state government support for a couple of years that was sensational. Of course, that's moved on to very significant issues such as homelessness and domestic violence. The fastest growing group of lonely people in Australia, the lucky country, are 18 to 25 year olds. We are becoming the lonely country. There are a lot of people out there trying to help. Some of them, particularly community centres, they've been going for 4 years with Chatty Cafe and they have the same people showing up every week. That's what we want. So let's turn the lonely country into the lucky country for the lonely.
Glenys Reed, founder and CEO of Chatty Cafe Australia, speaking with me.